Busy day here on Darren Donick and Chase. Darren on vacation. We'll be back on Monday. Willie Donick, Chase McCabe here with you. It is official. Paul Stastny has gone to Winnipeg, back to Winnipeg, for Carl Dahlstrom and a fourth-round pick for Vegas. So just a table setter for what's to come. We mentioned Henrik Lundqvist is expected to join with Peter Laviolette, or signed with Peter Laviolette in the Capitals. Ilya Samsonov is the name of the goalie that I was thinking of, who has had now the path cleared to become the starter. A good talent. They've let Braden Holtby go. The goalies are going to be a big part of the story in this free agency period. Now, back to the Titans situation. John Glennon, who knows a little bit about not only the Titans, but he knows his share of hockey as well. So, John, as you can imagine, our brains are divided with all that's going on in the free agency with the NHL, plus following this Titans story, which you never know when the next shoe is going to drop. It's been a pretty crazy week, to say the least.
Absolutely. You know, I think the good news for the Titans is that the latest shoe to drop this morning was some good news. You know, no positives this morning, and that's what the Titans need to have keep happening here in the next few days if they want to play this game on Tuesday night against Buffalo, because I think any positives from this point on would cause that game to be postponed, and who knows what happens at that point. A little trickle of good news this morning anyway.
So, John, we've tried to process this and be as fair as possible. I think, you know, on a four-hour show, we've discussed anything and everything, and then you take little clips and tweets of what everybody else is saying, and you try to weigh all of that. One point that I noticed you made yesterday is the strategy of the Titans to this point has been just to say nothing until, I'm guessing, they get the clearance to go back into the building. But in the meantime, as they've stayed quiet, so many people around the league have weighed in, ranging from, hey, they should lose draft picks, there should be suspensions of the coach and or the general manager. Even one guy from USA Today saying, just take him out, take him off the grid, suspend him for the rest of the season, the whole operation. But so your thought of the strategy of the Titans to just not say anything until further notice?
Yeah, you know, I can see a couple of sides to it. You know, on the one hand, you know, they're being weighed in the court of public opinion, certainly, and it's not looking good. They're guilty of everything under the sun in the court of public opinion, and that mounts and that stacks up. And you know, from that standpoint, I'm sure Titans fans, you know, would probably like to see the team come out and say, hey, you know, this is our belief. You know, we did not feel like we did anything wrong. You know, this is our stance on it. Then you look at it from the team standpoint and you think, okay, maybe they don't want to go on the record right now and kind of take that stand, because in a time where the league is investigating them, maybe that sort of pits them publicly against the league that much more. You know, and the league says, okay, well, if you're going to go head-to-head with us publicly like that, we're really going to bring down the hammer. So you can see both sides to it, but in the meantime, you know, everybody and their brother, as you said, is taking their shots against the Titans, and you see numerous unnamed executives and so forth kind of getting teed up and saying, okay, I don't have to put my name on the record here. Why don't we throw the Titans out of the league? You know, so it's a tough situation right now for the Titans, that's for sure.
Well, let's try to take a measured approach here, John. First off, it dawns on me that all of the workouts and things that happen after the Minnesota game, if they had been able to control the spread, and this is woulda, coulda, shoulda, all of this stuff, but to me, this is the key question. It might be the biggest question of the investigation. If they'd been able to keep it controlled after Shane Bowen had tested positive, presuming he is where it started, right? There was the young man on the practice squad, Mabin, right? We might need to know more about that. But to me, there's so much that happened after, whereas if they could have kept it right there and nipped it in the bud, as the Patriots appear to have been able to do, and a couple other teams that have had a positive case come up, then the workouts and stuff is almost immaterial. So that's where the question, I think, lies with the Titans' responsibility. How much responsibility do they have to take for the virus then spreading?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, be great to kind of go back and get a look at exactly how events played out on that Saturday before the Vikings game, when Shane Bowen tests positive. You know, what exactly happened, what kind of testing the Titans underwent at that point, how many hours it was before they made the decision to fly, whether the league certainly, you know, and presumably said, you know, gave the go-ahead to fly, and certainly from appearances sake, it looks like that's what started the spread. You know, you're in airplanes, you're in buses, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and that creates a natural environment to spread. You know, and then as far as the workouts themselves, you know, I kind of look at it, you know, three different points for me. One, you know, from the player standpoint, you know, they're competitive guys. As far as they know, the game is still going to be played on Sunday. They need to stay as ready as they possibly can. You know, and they feel like it's their responsibility to step up, take leadership, organize themselves, and get workouts. Okay, so that's one school of thought. On the other hand, there's common sense here. If the NFL is shutting down your building because it doesn't want players to gather, it's pretty clear that that's not a real good idea, especially knowing how contagious this virus is and knowing the incubation period. And then finally, you know, I think probably the biggest point that has to be hashed out, was there specific direction from the NFL not to gather outside the building before the Titans workouts did? Because if there was specific direction and the Titans said, hey, you know, okay, that's great, but it's probably not a big deal, we'll gather anyway, that's when you think the Titans might really get hammered in that type of situation. So it'll come down to, you know, I think whether that was the case, whether the Titans can prove in any way that, you know, that directive didn't come down until maybe the workouts were already underway.
Also, John, I've thought about this a lot. Mike Vrabel, several different times, made it a point to say, we followed the protocols. Even as the situation was worsening, he stuck to that. There's also a sense that, hey, these protocols may not be perfect, but the theme from the league is the protocols work. If it doesn't work, it's on you. And I think that's pretty debatable here at this point, but it comes down a lot to, are the Titans being forthright when they say they followed all the protocols? Because if it comes out that they were covering anything up or not revealing as much information as they should have, then that is not going to bode well for them, knowing the league's stance and how strongly they feel about their protocols.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, you kind of have to look at the bottom line, and, you know, certainly you can debate the circumstances, but there's only been one outbreak so far among the 32 teams, and it's here with the Titans. And as you say, yes, Mike Vrabel is on record saying not once, but multiple times that they thought they had followed the protocol, you know, as well as they can. And what the sense you get, though, from, you know, maybe some of these anonymous executives and anonymous reports around the league, is that not only are we talking about workouts here that the Titans might have erred on, but general protocol in the facility in terms of wearing masks and in terms of, you know, other PPE, social distancing, that kind of thing. So, you know, again, if the Titans erred there, and as you say, we know what Mike Vrabel is saying, then it's not always the deeds that they get you in trouble, but sometimes it's the cover-up as well, especially if there's video evidence otherwise. And we don't know at this point. You know, we certainly don't have our hands on video or anything along those lines, so I think you have to let the investigation play out. Yeah, it's going to be a tricky situation for the Titans if the league wants to make them, you know, an example. And again, if they knowingly broke protocol, ooh, boy, you know, you could be looking at some punishment here. We'll have to see.
We're talking to John Glennon of Broadway Sports. So when this is said and done, whatever, and it could be hard to answer because we don't know what the punishment or what anything is going to be. Do you get the sense, though, from just Mike Vrabel's point of view that he will take something away from this? Because there are times, and you're around him more than we are, that it's just I can't get a vibe on it, exactly his feeling on all of this. So do you feel like that he will learn something?
I think absolutely. You know, I think even if he felt that the team was doing its best you know, to maintain protocol and to stick to the guidelines. You know, he may learn, and again, this investigation has to play out, but he may learn that you could have done much differently and much better. So in his mind, he's thinking, you know, okay, we're really doing a good job. You know, nobody in the world can stick to every single guideline every single day. But, you know, maybe he is learning that, hey, other teams did a lot better, or, hey, we really could have done things differently around here. So I think he learned, certainly. And but, you know, I think what the Titans will probably say at some point, too, is are we really being this critical with every team as well? Are we looking back at video of every team, you know, or is it only the Titans because of the outbreak? So, you know, maybe the Titans were unfortunate, you know, that potential protocol violations resulted in their outbreak. But, you know, was every team following things to a T? You know, those are some of the questions that are going to be raised, I think, especially if there's punishment and to what degree that punishment is.
What did you make of the Titans players on Wednesday, I guess it was, going to Twitter? Roger Saffold was one, A.J. Brown. I kind of looked at it as, guys, put the phone down. you're not really helping your case, but what did you think?
I think you're probably right because, you know, if anything, I mean, there was nobody definitively had said that these guys were at the workout. I mean, circumstantial evidence certainly pointed to it, and you know, eventually the headmaster at Montgomery Bell Academy said that they were there. But yeah, it probably didn't help the team's cause at all to more or less say, you know, give reasons why they might be there. You know, from their standpoint, again, I think especially Roger Saffold's tweet, you know, was talking about, hey, we don't work out for fun. This is our livelihood. And that goes back to the point that I made earlier that these guys, you know, at that point, they think they're still playing Pittsburgh on Sunday. And again, if they didn't specifically know that they were not supposed to be out gathering, you know, it makes sense that they would, you know. And you know, again, that brings up another point, too. If they were gathering supposedly secretly in violation of the protocol, does Ryan Tannehill place a call to Montgomery Bell Academy and say, hey, can we use your field out of here? Can we go out in the middle of the field, you know, while school is going on? You know, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense either. So a lot of questions get raised about this whole situation.
All right. Do they play Tuesday?
I will hope so. Certainly, I you know, we all want to talk and write about football rather than COVID-19. They still got a kind of a dangerous path to go. I mean, even today's positive, that still means 8 of the last 11 days they've still had, you know, a positive test. The fact that they were negative today is a good sign, but oof. Let's just cross our fingers because we'd all like to see that, as I say, rather than more COVID talk.
All right, John, as we let you go, let's live in that world for a moment that they get to play on Tuesday. I can't think of a scenario where a team will have ever played a game at a bigger disadvantage competitively with the roster that they're going to roll out there. No practice for the last couple weeks. I certainly wouldn't run Taylor Lewan, A.J. Brown, or Adoree Jackson in there under any circumstances if there's any question about their health, plus all the guys on the COVID list that you're pretty certain will not play. So if there's ever – I mean, if you had to handicap that game, I have no idea what you would do, but I can't think of a team that's ever been in a tougher place roster-wise. It almost seems like this is part of the punishment to have to play this game.
That's true. You know, you can look at it that way. On the other hand, you can say maybe, you know, all this time off, you know, at least potentially, we don't know, maybe allow some of these guys who went on the COVID list early, you know, maybe they start getting ready and you know, potentially able to return by Tuesday. But that's hard to say because, you know, Mike Vrabel had basically said these guys aren't going to be ready by Sunday. Obviously, that's only 2 days difference, so we don't know anything for sure. And, you know, maybe some of those injured guys, you know, you mentioned Taylor Lewan, A.J. Brown, Chris Jackson, you know, they are getting healthier, and you know, it's not an ideal situation to run them out there after not practicing for a while, but you may not have too many choices at this point. But, you know, it has the potential to be one of those crazy, wacky underdog stories. You know, a bunch of guys called up from the practice squad, you know, team down on its luck, you know, with guys sick, guys injured, you know, what do you have to lose? So it's going to be an interesting situation on Tuesday, one way or another, that's for sure.
Well, we will wait and see. John, great perspective as always, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, John Glennon with Broadway Sports. Check him out there. Long-time coverage of the Tennessee Titans. Stay tuned. When we come back, we will hit that point. How compromised has a roster ever been? I mean, you probably have to go back 100 years. Certainly, as long as I've been watching football, I don't think I've ever seen this, if they get to this point, if they can play. Stay tuned. We'll discuss on the other side. And then Adam Vingan at 10:45 will set the table for NHL free agency. There's already some table setting going on as we speak. Stay tuned.
There's
we're coming
so
back.
So many screens going.
Yes, it's a multi-screen day for sure.